Let's go back to page 37. Om, we bow to the respected reliever of difficulties. The song containing 108 names of the respected reliever of difficulties, the Supreme Lord said, O Lotus-Eyed, I elucidate 108 names by means of which the reliever of difficulties truly becomes extremely pleased. Embodiment of truth, embodiment of virtue, lover of the universe, embodiment of the universe, who releases the bonds of the universe, purified by knowledge, reliever of difficulties, victory, foremost, having three eyes, bearer of the spear, bearer of the trident, characterized by diversity, who makes beautiful, subtle sounds, who performs the great discipline of austerities, mind, intellect, ego, the form of recollection, all recollection, consciousness, the essence of all mantras, the intrinsic nature of being, the intrinsic nature of the bliss of truth, infinite, who brings forth creation, the intensity of reality, the form of welfare, who is always the same, who is always in motion, beloved by consciousness, mother of the gods, contemplation, beloved jewel, all knowledge, daughter of ability, destroyer of daksha's sacrifice, without limbs, various colors, castes, and tribes, of red hue, adorned by red flowers, adorned by silk garments, whose anklets make a beautiful sound, wielder of infinite strength, who is extremely severe to egos, a beautiful one of the gods, reliever of difficulties from the forest, embodiment of thought, worshipped by the greatest of moonies, creative energy, energy of the great seer of all, energy of the rule of the pure, the ever-pure one, energy which pervades all, slayer of passion and anger, most excellent desire of union, goddess of wealth, maker of men, spotlessly pure, eminent one, embodiment of wisdom, embodiment of action, eternal, bestower of wisdom, extensive, extensive love, carrier of all carriers, slayer of self-deprecation and self-conceit, slayer of the great ego, annihilator of too much and too little, destroyer of passion and anger, destroyer of all egotistical thought, slayer of all duality, essence of all scriptures, truth, bearer of all weapons, with numerous weapons in her hands, bearer of numerous weapons, ever pure one, soul daughter, incomparable beauty, eternal youth, ascetic, never aging, advanced in age, mother of old age, giver of strength, great eminence, with loose hair, a formidable appearance, one of great strength, shining like fire, a fearful face, the dark night of overcoming egotism, performer of severe spiritual discipline, exposer of consciousness, excellent one beyond time, measurement of the all-pervading consciousness who came from the waters, ambassador of consciousness, formidable one, infinite, supreme sovereign, ever-pure one, bearer of light, perception of the gross world, who speaks of infinite consciousness. O goddess Parvati, he who recites these 108 names of the reliever of difficulties every day will find no difficulties in the three worlds. He will find wealth, food, sons, a loving wife, horses, elephants, and the four objectives of a man's life. At the end of his earthly existence, he will attain liberation. One should worship the ever-pure one and meditate upon the female ruler of gods with the highest selfless devotion. Then the recitation of these 108 names should be commenced. O goddess, who performs in this way attains the highest perfection of the gods. Kings become his servants, and he commands the wealth of kingdoms. With fragrant gum, lac, red powders, camphor, ghee, sugar, and honey, one should draw the graphic representation of this truth according to the rules laid down in the scriptures. The knowledgeable one who will wear such an inscription becomes one with the consciousness of infinite goodness. On the evening before the new moon day, known as Bhomabhati, that's a Tuesday, when the celestial configuration is in the asterism known as Shatabisha, if one recites these mantras by putting them in writing, he becomes the Lord of Wealth. I'd like to talk for a moment first about gender. This scripture was written several millennium before our present era. And traditionally, gender roles were that the woman would be the Shakti and the inspiration and the energy that guides the direction of her family. We'll find a little later in the Orgala Stotri, Patni Mando Rambandekhi Mando Ritaru Sari, give me a wife in harmony with my mind who can lead a good family across the ocean of worldliness. So the woman's role was to lead her family into spiritual discipline, into the love of God. And the man's role was to perform the tapasya. So the woman would get everything ready, and the man would sit down and perform the physical worship. The pure desire, the energy of pure desire, is the woman within us. And that's the Shakti, which leads our consciousness over this ocean of worldliness. That is the true spouse, the union between the Shiva and the Shakti. However, according to the ancient tradition, the grammar of this piece refers to he, and I want everyone to understand it is equally applicable to both masculine and feminine gender, whoever performs the sadhana. To be accurate in the translation, I use the gender that was written in the Sanskrit, but in reality, it applies to all of us. Now, they talk about writing the graphic representation, the yantra. The yantra translates as a tool. You see, I've created a yantra with flowers. And in the center of my puja is a yantra. It's covered with flowers where the rose is in the center, in front, in the middle, before Chandi. However, this text clearly says the knowledgeable one who will wear such a yantra becomes one with Shiva, one with the consciousness of infinite goodness. And that's what we call the pitnyas. In the cosmic puja, we establish the yantra right here. So we have a yantra outside, a yantra inside, a yantra right here, and then we put the yantra in the fire, and we invoke the goddess in the fire. So remember, when we establish the yantra here, Om Dara Shakta Kinamon Kurmbaya Namon Namtaya Namon Prithibya Namon Shiva Samudraya Namon Shweta Dipaya Namon Mani Mandapaya Namon Kapa Brikshaya Namon Mani Vedikaya Namon Ratna Singhasanaya Namon Om Dharmaya Namon Gyanaya Namon Vairagyaya Namon Ishwargyaya Namon Adharmaya Namon Agyanaya Namon Avaragyaya Namon Manishwargyaya Namon Padmaya Namon Manantaya Namon Vang Surya Mandalaya Daskaladmane Namon Mung Soma Mandalaya Dvadaskaladmane Namon Among Vani Mandalaya Sharaskalad Minimum Sang Satwain on Rang Rajasin on Tang Tamasin on Angat Banin on Trot Banin on Pam Paramat Banin Mom Ring Ganat Banin Namaham. Now we have a yantra, an asana upon which the goddess can sit. So the cosmic puja and the Chandipat and the Devi Gita are really three parts of the same worship. Yantra is the tool, the explanation. Intellectually, what does it mean? How do you use it? Tantra is the application. Actually, how do you make it work? What do you do? How do you sit? How do you breathe? How do you chant? How do you recite? Tantra means to weave, like the warp and the woof of a cloth. Synthesizing. Weaving together all the aspects of discipline that we've learned. So here, the knowledgeable one who will wear such an inscription becomes one with the consciousness of infinite goodness. This becomes the yantra upon which the goddess sits. We become Shiva, and invoking the goddess to come and dance on the chest, on the stage of consciousness. You'll find more about the worship of the yantra and the mantras that are used in the cosmic puja. And now we have another Achman. Om Aim Atma Tatvam Shodayami Namaha Swaha. Take a sip of water. Om Ring Vidya Tatvam Shodayami Namaha Swaha. Take another sip. Om Kling Siva Tatvam Shodayami Namaha Swaha. And take a fourth one. Om Aing Ring Kling Sarva Tatvam Shodayami Namaha Swaha. Wash your hands, because every time you touch your mouth, we always want to wash our hands. Om Namo Dev Yagi Mahadev Yagi Shiva Yagi Satatang Namaha Namaha Prakriti Badra Yagi Niyataha Pranataha Smatam Dyatva Deving Panchapujam Kritva Yonya Pranamyacha Adarang Stapya Mulena Stapya Tatra Pustakam Etiganda Pushpe Om Ring Pustakaya Namaha, and offer a flower to your book. This is the conveyance of knowledge. This is the deity to me. The immanent deity that is giving me the wisdom how I can transcend, how I can cross this ocean of worldliness. Now we're going to remove the curses. There were a number of curses placed upon the Chandi. Because the mantras of the Chandi Parka are so powerful, Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra all curse the Chandi. And the curse is, Chandi is a tool for personal transformation, to purify ourselves and to divest ourselves of ego. If anyone misuses or abuses the Chandi, and uses it to expand their ego, or as a tool of their personal aggrandizement in order to get status or wealth, they won't have a tool by which to surrender the ego should they decide to at a later date. That's the curse. You lose your tool. That's like a life without God. In other words, if you become a priest and say, I'll chant the Chandi for you and relieve you of your karma, pay me, and I will change your karma, then you're not using it for its intended purpose. You're making a business out of it. And if we abuse our tools, they won't work for us. That's the curse. So now we want to remove the curses, and in order to remove the curses, we're going to chant this following mantra, the Shapadvara mantra. Om Hring Kling Shring Krong Kring Chandika Devi Shapanasa Nugrahang Kuru Kuru Swaha. And we'll chant that 11 times. Om All Existence, transformation, increase, the cause of dissolution in the gross body, the cause of dissolution in the causal body, to the goddess who tears apart thoughts, take away the curse, take away the curse. I am one with God. And that's the purpose for chanting the Chandi, to become one with God. Now, we're going to open the pin. Remember, the doors to the secret of the goddess are very well guarded. There's a security latch and a deadbolt lock and a safety lock and various latches across the door. We want to open up the doors to the secret of the goddess. How do we perceive life without selfishness. So now we're going to open up the pin. Om sring kling ring sapta sati chandike utkilanang kuru kuru swaha. Om increase, transformation, all existence, the 700 verses of the Chandi, remove the pin, I am one with God. And now we're going to recite the mantra which bestows life from death. Do you know the greatest death that we suffer is a life without God? So here we're going to be restored to life from the death that we've been suffering. Om ring ring bong bong aim aim mrita sanjeevani vidye mrita mutapakyo tapakya kring ring ring bong swam. Om all existence, vibrations, vibrations, wisdom, wisdom, O knowledge which bestows life from death, raise from death, transformation, all existence, vibrations, I am one with God. So here we get to remember that we're one with all existence and one with God, and we're raising ourselves from the death of forgetfulness into the life of remembrance. And now we're going to remove other curses. Om sring sring kling hum om eng shobaya mohaya ukilaya 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 kang tam. Om increase, increase, transformation. Cut the ego. Erase the fears of ignorance. Remove the pin. Remove, remove, devotion, devotion. And now we're ready to really go after those curses. We're going to remove the curses placed by Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra. And the way we remove the curses is to recite the table of contents of the Chandi. Why are we reading this text? What will it mean to us? What is it about? What are the subjects that we're going to cover? And we'll get more into the meanings as we go through the translation. Let's recite. On page 49, and now the removal of the curses by Brahma and others. Om presenting the mantras which remove the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra from the respected Chandipatha. As explained by Vashishta Tanarad, the Lord of the Samaved, Brahma, is the seer. Its purpose is the attainment of all imperishable qualities. The respected reliever of difficulties is the deity. The three episodes are the seed. The energy is Hrim, all existence. It is the intrinsic essence of the three qualities applied to remove the curses of the Chandi and for the attainment of perfection in the object of my spiritual vow, this recitation is applied. Om Maya, the subtle body merging into perfection, the intrinsic nature of the seed of existence, the balance between too much and too little, may the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. Chapter 1 deals with the balance of too much and too little. So that's the first verse. Verse number 2, Om increase the intrinsic nature of intellect, the destroyer of the armies of the great ego, may the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. So chapter 2 deals with the destruction of the armies of the great ego. Increase is the Bij mantra, Shrim. Shrim is the Bij mantra of chapter 2. And the nature of intellect is what destroys the armies of the great ego. In chapter 3, Om Rang, Om perfection of the subtle body. Ram is the Bij mantra of chapter 3. the intrinsic nature of desire, the destroyer of the great ego. That's the subject of chapter 3, the destruction of the great ego. The tool by which that is effected is the intrinsic nature of desire. When we sincerely have a pure desire to destroy the ego, then great ego meets his demise. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. Chapter 4, Om Shum, Shuddha Swarupinyaki, hunger, the intrinsic nature of hunger. Hunger, Shum, is the Bija Mantra of Chapter 4. Hunger, when you really hunger for divinity, that is the essence of the activity which brings us to the accomplishment of chapter 4, praised by the gods in song. All the gods got together in chapter 4 and sang a song, a hymn of praise to the Divine Mother. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. Would you please leave one finger where you are and turn to page 213. And look at verse number 26. Yadevi sarvabhuteshu shuddha rupena samstita, to the divine goddess who resides in all existence in the form of hunger. So she is the essence of chapter 4. Let's look on page 51 at verse number 5. Om Chang Chaya Swarupinyo, reflection, the intrinsic nature of appearance, receiving communication from the ambassador of self-conceit. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. Now, look at verse number 29. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Chaya Rupena Samstita, to the goddess who resides in all existence in the form of appearance. The Devi Shukta of chapter 5 follows exactly the order of the Brahmadi Shapa Bimochanam, which is a table of contents of the content, the Bija Mantra, and the tool, the essential attitude necessary to overcome the demons in each of those chapters, respectively. So here we have the Bija Mantra of each chapter, the quality of the goddess which is invoked to combat which quality of the asuras they're confronting. And they're all placed in the order of a table of contents. And this is how we are removing the curses from Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra. Chapter 6, Om Shang Shakti Swarupinyoyi, Om Energy, the intrinsic nature of energy, destroyer of sinful eyes. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. If we look in verse number 32 on page 214, to the goddess who resides in all existence in the form of energy. Chapter 7, Om Tring Trisha Swarupinyaki, Om Thirst, the intrinsic nature of desire, really thirsting for that divinity, wanting it so much that all of the little attractions of the mind, all the little desires become petty in comparison to this thirsting and hungering after the goddess. Then all the little petty thoughts, they surrender. And they say, my God, I have here the highest goal of all existence. Why shall I accept the lower goal? Why shall I let the little desire predominate over the great desire? So the intrinsic nature of desire, the cause of destroying passion and anger. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. Here in verse 35, to the divine goddess who resides in all existence in the form of desire. Om Shang Shanti Swarupinyaki. Chapter 8, Om Patient Forgiveness, the intrinsic nature of patient forgiveness, and that is the weapon with which we destroy the seed of desire. We have to be patient and forgiving, not only to others, but to ourselves as well. Chapter 9, Om Birth, the intrinsic nature of all beings born, the cause of destroying self-deprecation. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishtha, and Vishwamitra be removed. How much we put ourselves down for our inadequacies. We are continually self-deprecating. And when we understand and realize that all beings born are subject to this same type of self-deprecation, we empathize with all beings born, identify with, expand our horizons from this little limited individual egoistic self to becoming one with all beings born. I get to forgive myself as well as others. On verse number 10, chapter 10, Om Lung Lajha Swarupinyi, humility, the intrinsic nature of humility, the cause of destroying self-conceit. How else can we combat self-conceit except with the weapon of humility? And if we look on page 215, on verse 44, to the divine goddess who resides in all existence in the form of humility, we bow to her, we bow to her, we bow to her, we bow, we bow. In chapter 11, Om Sham Shanti Swarupinyaki, Om Peace, the intrinsic nature of peace, the gods sing a song of praise, Narayani Namostute. That's your Narayani Stuti, exposer of consciousness. We bow to you. Is there any greater peace that comes from the satsang of singing, Mother, we bow to you? And really feeling it. On verse 47, on page 215, to the divine goddess who resides in the form of peace, we bow to her, we bow to her, we bow to her. Chapter 12, Om Shrang Shraddha, faith, the intrinsic nature of faith, the grantor of every fruit. And chapter 12 is the fall shruti, the recitation of the fruits, what comes from chanting this Chandipat. What do you get for doing? It says you get peace. You get energy. You make good friends. You have satsang. We'll read chapter 12 down the line. It's really fun what happens when we chant the Chandi. In chapter 13, Om Kanti Swarupinyaki, Om Beauty Enhanced by Love, the intrinsic nature of beauty enhanced by love, the grantor of boons to the king. Remember, the story is the king, good thoughts, lost his kingdom. And Samadhi, the businessman, lost his business. And both of them went to the intellect of love, to Medas Muni's ashram. They said, intellect of love, your ashram is beautiful. Look at the flowers and the fruits and everything. There's nothing lacking here whatsoever. It's just beautiful. It feels so good. Sitting in the forest singing the names of God. What a joy, what a privilege. Why aren't our minds here? This king is thinking about the kingdom he's lost. The businessman is thinking about the business he lost. Everybody's mind is somewhere out there roaming around in the field of action in worldliness. Even though right here, right now is so wonderful. How do we make the mind sit still? So that we can be here. Because, I mean, all of us came from the world and we are thinking about the world that's behind us instead of being here. Well, of all the I gottas and I should've's and I didn't and I wish I would've. And all that stuff is going around. It's churning in the mind. How do we make the mind sit still? And that's what the story of Chandi is, the description from the Rishi, the intellect of love. He tells his disciples, good thoughts, how to do the sadhana of the goddess. Because again and again, whenever anyone is in trouble, if they call upon the goddess with one pointed attention, then and there she immediately terminates every adversity. Now, samadhi and good thoughts both made a temple of the Divine Mother. On the bank of the river, they lit the Hauen fire. And for 3 years, they chanted the Chandi. And they did it day and night. They just made the goddess the sum and substance of their lives. And the goddess came to them in a form that was beauty enhanced by love. Their love for her made her even more beautiful. And their longing and their pure desire and all they wanted was to be with her. And the goddess said to them, I'm very pleased with your devotion. What do you want? So Om Kang, Kanti Swarupinyogi, beauty enhanced by love, the intrinsic nature of beauty enhanced by love, granter of the boons. That's what grants the boons when we can perceive Kanti. Chapter 14, Om Mang Matri Swarupinyaki. O Mother, the intrinsic nature of Mother, together with unrestricted greatness. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, Vishwamitra be removed. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Matri Rupena Samstita. That's in verse 71. On page 217. Om Maya, increase. Durga, the reliever of difficulties. All together, the cause of all imperishable qualities. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, Vishwamitra be removed. Om Hring Sring Dum Durgay Namaha. And chapter 16. Om Aing Ring Kling Namaha Shivayagi. I bow, wisdom, maya, transformation, I bow to the energy of infinite goodness with this intrinsic nature of impermeable armor, the Devi Kavach. May the curses of Brahma, Vashishta, and Vishwamitra be removed. Om, transformation, she who takes away the darkness, she who takes away the darkness, Maya, cut the ego, I am one with God, the intrinsic nature of the Rig Veda, that's the Rig Vedic Devi Shukta. Verse 18, Om, Aim, Ring, Kling, Mahakali, wisdom, Maya, transformation, the intrinsic nature of she who takes away the darkness, the great goddess of true wealth, the great goddess of all-pervading knowledge, the capacity of expression of the three qualities of nature, I bow to the goddess Durga, the reliever of difficulties. These are the great mantras which were recited by the Supreme Lord of Existence. Whoever will recite this Chandi Pat in the day and in the night will become a god without a doubt. Chandi Patang Divaratral Kurya Deva Nashangshaya. Without a doubt. And he who recites the Chandi Pat without knowledge or proper understanding, his soul will go to the darkness of hell. Of this, there is no doubt. If we use this Chandi for selfish purposes, then we're already in the darkness of hell. We're bound by selfishness. And there's no tool by which we can extricate ourselves from selfishness. So Chandi, in order to remove the curse from the Chandi, we have to recite the table of contents and remind ourselves that this is a very powerful tool to change our way of looking at life. Instead of what's in it for me, to look into life as what can I give? What more can I bring to this situation?